I've split the reading of 3 John into two parts. I'm going to read through 3 John, and I hope you get what I got out of this, because it's a really important reading. It really gets you thinking as well. So 3 John reads as follows. The elder to my dear friend Gaius, whom I love in the truth. Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, just as you are progressing spiritually. It gave me great joy when some believers came and testified about your faithfulness to the truth, telling how you continue to walk in it. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children are walking in the truth. Dear friend, you are faithful in what you are doing for the brothers and sisters, even though they are strangers to you. They have told the church about your love. Please send them on their way in a manner that honors God. It was for the sake of the name that they went out, receiving no help from the pagans. We ought therefore to show hospitality to such people so that we may work together for the truth. So that's the first part of 3 John, and that is the disciple John talking to his friend Gaius. This is the second part. I wrote to the church, but Diotrephes, who loves to be first, will not welcome us. So when I come, I will call attention to what he is doing, spreading malicious nonsense about us. Not satisfied with that, he even refuses to welcome other believers. He also stops those who want to do so and puts them out of the church. Dear friend, do not imitate what is evil, but what is good. Anyone who does what is good is from God. Anyone who does what is evil has not seen God. And we come to the third part of this, a gentleman called Demetrius. Demetrius is well spoken of by everyone, and even by the truth itself. We also speak well of him, and you know that our testimony is true. I have much to write to you, but I do not want to do so with pen and ink. I hope to see you soon, and we will talk face to face. Peace to you. The friends here send their greetings. Greet the friends there by name. I love John's writings. I just love the terminology and the way it's written in the Bible. John, as you're probably aware, is responsible for 5 of the books in the New Testament. Obviously, the Gospel according to John, the 3 Johns, 1 John, 2 John, 3 John, the 3 John books, and also Revelations. One book, there was a 4th book, believe it or not, a further book based on Diotrephes in more detail, talking about the danger of pride and being a dictator and no concern for others, but that didn't actually make the Bible. The one main thing about this disciple, some say he was recognized as Jesus' favorite. Well, it's quite interesting. When you look at, for example, John 21, verse 20, John actually calls himself, quote, the disciple whom Jesus loved. He's fully aware of Jesus' love for him, right from the word go. His experience of Jesus' love was so strong and personal that he was keen to show that love back and forward and onwards to others. It is true that the 3 disciples, sometimes what they call the inner 3, closest to Jesus, were indeed John, also Simon Peter, and also James, Jesus' brother. And some of you will know this. Does anybody know what 2 of the disciples, John and James, were referred to? Bit of a quiz question, this one, isn't it? Well done, whoever said Sons of Thunder. And I was curious, I thought I should have known the answer, but Sons of Thunder, was that because of... And it was. It was it basically Luke 9, verse 54, there's an account requesting Jesus, call fire down from heaven. I'm going to just add something, though, as well, because we talk about the disciples a lot, and rightly so. And sometimes we think, oh, how can we, you know, fill those steps even in a very small way? But don't be disheartened because the disciples got it wrong. Those closest to Jesus, James and John, encountered outbursts of selfishness. Remember them asking Jesus for special positions in Jesus' kingdom. I think in the Bible there, they were saying that one could be at his one side of his foot and the other could be at the other side of his foot. It's quite interesting, isn't it? It's very easy for us to get it wrong, isn't it? For those of you who like trivia, John started as one of the John the Baptist disciples. So back to 3 John. He refers to three people, if you like, three different types of people. Gaius, who himself was baptized in Corinth during Paul's third trip. Friendly, generous, committed, good at hospitality. If you like, a caring giver, but not doing things in his name, doing things in Jesus Christ's name. Demetrius, loving the truth, like Gaius. Possibly not so outgoing, maybe not so seen as Gaius was. But faithful to God's commands. And then you've got Diotrephes. He thought he was important. He's a church boss. No time for hospitality. What's that? Oh, unless it makes me look good. Unless I look a bit more important than I really am. You have to do it my way, or don't come to this church. Proud, controlling, self-important, dictatorial. Sounds quite bad, me standing here stating something like this, but it's in the book. And a lot of what John says, as well as the love and the light of God, a lot of what he says is being very careful of false witnesses. Being careful that somebody, if you like, an old expression of power going to the head. God's spoken to me, I've heard his voice, I've heard the calling, and then it's done under their steam, not under God's steam. Now, before we uncover the importance of hospitality and its different formats, I'm going to ask you to do something. I'm going to ask you to close your eyes in a minute. I want you to think of an account of generous hospitality. I did this to myself, and it didn't take me too long to think of two short examples. So think of generous hospitality. Something that has really touched you. Something maybe that you weren't expecting. So I'm going to ask you to close your eyes now and think about that. Thank you for doing that. I'm going to give you two examples of generous hospitality. One of them used to bring me to tears, but I've got over that now, thank goodness. And we'll see in a minute, hospitality is so important. There's so many examples in the Bible as well. There's not enough time this morning, unfortunately, to go into those examples like I would have. However, I had the fortune to join a team in Kibera, which is one of the largest slums in the world. And this is just outside Nairobi. They put their lives at risk by shinning up a pole and with rubber gloves going into the electricity that's going into Nairobi. Illegally, but to help boil a kettle, to help sterilise things, to help cook food, more importantly. And whilst coming alongside many people living in shacks, I was fortunate to be able to meet a man who sold bananas. It seems to follow me a bit, but that's another story. And took down a bunch of bananas for lunch, and I would share it with the locals, including a little lad called Vincent. And Vincent, a bit like David Bowie, had two different coloured eyes. You don't often see it. I think it's actually called something. But he was a lovely, lovely young lad. One of three triplets. Sadly, one of the triplets died at a young age. And we struck up a bit of a bond. The next day, just imagine this. The next day, we were walking through the slums together. He pulls out of his pocket a bit of bread. And it was like a hard crust. And he just peels off this little bit of bread. In actual fact, it's more like breaking because it was quite stale, and hands me this bit of bread. And that was just that act of kindness, that act of hospitality, that act of sharing really, really touched me. And I'm sure you had those few seconds to think of something that touched you. You don't have to come up with anything, but is there anybody who wants to, in their heart, wants to share it with the congregation? Something that touched them about a bit of hospitality? If you don't want to, it's no problem. It's there in your heart. But if you do want to share, just stick up your hand. I'm not going to go into the second example. What I'm going to do, though, is I'm just going to say, think about the times where you had an opportunity to share. And this is painful. This is really painful. I think back at my own life and think of the times I've rushed around and I haven't stopped and I haven't listened properly. And I'll tell you, I'll open myself up to you, tell you something that I'm quite ashamed about. When I worked for Rentical as a surveyor, we were selling insulation in the days when you had to switch off something now. You probably all remember that. In the early 80s, there was a bit of an oil crisis, and it was trying not to use too much fuel. And I used to sell this wall insulation called rock wall. So it was different to the foam and different to the polystyrene beads. And roof insulation. And because some people have said I've got the gift of the gab, I was actually a very good salesman. Somebody said I could sell snow to the Eskimos. And I went from bottom salesman to one of the top salespeople in the company. However, I had the manager with me who would come out with the different salespeople to see what they were doing. And we came to an older lady's house. I went through my spiel, went through all the reasons why she shouldn't buy the other products and should buy the Rentical product. And one of my favourite expressions was, let's get the wheels in motion. Signed the contract, had a cup of tea with her and left. My manager said to me, the sales spiel was really good. But you know what was really important? That lady was lonely. She wanted to talk to you. And I felt so embarrassed. I got the sale. Big old, big me got the sale, went out there with me briefcase, ready to go on to the next job. And I didn't appreciate the fact that this person, this fellow sister, was lonely and could have less of the spiel and had more of a talk. And it taught me such a valuable lesson. I should move on a little bit, so if I miss a few points, forgive me, because we've got Holy Communion this morning as well. Different forms of hospitality, they can come in the form of prayers, finances, gifts, encouragement, opening your home. Expectations 2,000 years ago, there were many people passing the word, spreading the word, who didn't have anything. So they were totally reliant on people praying for them, but also giving them some financial help or at least some food and a place to sit for a while. The nice thing about that, even to this very day, by participating through prayer, through finance, through whatever means, through opening your home, you are participating in that ministry, whether it's here in Downton, whether it's further afield, whether it's the Philippines or Africa. And I put here, let's take a look at the opposite. I like looking at the opposite of a word sometimes because it gives you more of an understanding of what the word means. So inhospitable, took me a while to get that one out. What does being inhospitable mean? No understanding of others, your needs put first, inflexible, jealous, I'm not reading them all out, bitterness, no real heartfelt care for others, misplaced priorities, selfishness. I've got one here, take, take, take. Not giving, a will to take, take from this earth, holding a grudge, gossipers, upsets, arguments, battle, war. A lot of that encompasses social injustice as well. The main basis is hospitality. The main, if you like, the foundation of hospitality is one of the most important two commandments, to love your neighbour. If you love your neighbour, this can just be thrown away. This being inhospitable, it's not going to happen. If you love your neighbour always, it's not going to happen. For Christians, of course, that's in conjunction with worshipping only God. Challenge for us, as we are all born in the image of God, our Father, therefore relatives and of the family of Jesus Christ. We are all worldwide brothers and sisters. So what do we do when it comes to being hospitable? Well, I've actually got an example here. Welcome into my home. Yes. I've got, I think I'll have to call you an actress from now on. Welcome into my home. We're going to show you two very short examples of being hospitable. Could I borrow a glass? Could I borrow your glass for a moment? I won't drink from it. Thank you. Of course, lovely to see you. Oh gosh, I'm a bit busy. I don't know about you. God, been rushing here, there, and everywhere. Oh, let me just get you a cup of tea. Hang on a tick. Well, be with you a minute. Burp, 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 burp. There you are. There's your cup of tea. Oh, right. Oh gosh. Yeah. Oh, have a slice of cake as well. There you go. So, gosh. Oh, hang on a minute. I just got to go and put the bins out. What am I like? Oh, you know, just put the bin out. That's better. Right. So, how are you doing? Good. Okay. Well, let's just drink this down quick. Sorry, I can't give you much time, I'm afraid. Look, I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll ring you later. It's good seeing you, though. Really good seeing you. I do care about you, you know. Okay. That's not the way to do it, by the way. Now, right, so as the camera action says, take two. Hello. Hello, Michaela. Hello. I'm so glad you could pop in. It's lovely that we're together like this, you know. How you been?
I've been all right.
What was Christmas like?
It's good.
Was it? Brilliant. And Happy New Year to you, of course, Happy New Year. And I understand you're still going to college, is that right?
Yeah.
How's college at the moment?
It's good.
Yeah? Got any exams coming up?
I don't have to have them.
Oh, that's good, isn't it? Yeah. And are you still with the same teacher, is it Donna, who's teaching you at the moment?
Yeah.
Yeah. And what's your favourite subject at college at the moment?
Maths.
You're good at sums. I'll have to remember that, won't I? If I need any help with my finances, I'll come to you. Yeah. To you. Do a little prayer if you want to. You don't have to. Okay. Thank you. Give her a round of applause. Now, the reason, thank you, Michaela, thank you. The reason I've rather clumsily done that is just to really prove a point. Thank you, sit down now. We've got to be so careful when we're trying to be hospitable not to go through the motions, not to think, oh, I need to do this, I need to do that. We have to be there in the present with the person. I'm going to read something out to you, which is a Bible link that I wanted to pick out. Hebrews 13, verse 2. We should not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unaware. And we need to consider what the gospel, according to Matthew, says as well. Within chapter 25, probably my favourite part of the Bible, verse 34 to 46, I'm only doing a summary for you. For I was hungry, you gave me something to eat. This is Jesus when he's talking about putting the sheep to the right and the goats to the left. I was thirsty, you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, you invited me in. I needed clothes, you clothed me. I was ill and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to see me. And then some people say, Lord, when did we see you hungry, thirsty, a stranger, needing clothes, ill or in prison? In verse 45, it states the following. The king will reply, "Truly, I tell you, whatever you did for the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me." I'm going to just say one thing. I didn't go into the examples because I don't want to overrun on time. But it's just to say that if any of you are wanting to visit each other or wanting to visit somebody and transport is an issue, I haven't got the time personally to come along and pick you up and take you there. But there is a charity. I'm involved in the administration side of it. And Felicity knows of this charity as well, who will pay your taxi fare. So if you, in your heart, wake up in the morning thinking, I wonder how so-and-so is, I'd much rather be face-to-face than trying to do this on the telephone. Ring either of us. I'm going to go through things with Felicity and you'll get your taxi fare back. We're trying to be reasonable with the charity in concern. They haven't got oodles of funds. They help out with breaks as well. So we're trying to keep it into a range of Salisbury and Fordingbridge. I'm sorry to put a limitation on it, but if it's further, we could give money towards that as well.